Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, my name is Craig Lambert, but you already knew that. I'm the guy who brought back check shirts and flat caps. And 2012, I brought back the elbow pad. Is any of that true, I hear you ask? Well, I'm not legally allowed to say, but I do love a good bit of flannel. What is true is I wear a lot of check shirts and I've got some pretty interesting friends. Welcome to That Was Interesting. Hello and welcome to a very special episode of That Was Interesting, me Craig Lambert. Hand clap.
No.
Cool. In the room with me is Mr. Phil Jackson. How you doing, mate?
I'm brilliant.
Are you sure?
No. Not now.
Don't question how are you? Me.
I'm fantastic. I had a day off today, so I just sat around playing Metal Gear Solid.
How's that?
Brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Well, good to have you back on the podcast.
You're welcome.
You've been on it for a little while, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I get bored of seeing the sight of you.
Weren't you ill?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah? I can't even remember anymore. You guys just do it without me.
Well, you must be sick to not enjoy our company.
Actually, I got a flu jab yesterday, so I'm never going to get sick again.
That's what yeah, they tell you, but I mean, what's the government putting in you, right?
Poison.
Yeah, thank you.
Chlorine.
Stuart, the voice of truth.
Utopia.
On that note, welcome, Stuart.
Joni loves Chachi.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
I'm fine. Are you good? Thank you.
Yeah? You sure?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to ask everybody if they're sure today. Are you good, though?
Yes.
Yep. Fucking mosquito in my face. Where the fuck did that come from? Where did it go? It's probably checking out my fancy mustache.
Getting caught in them curls.
Yeah. But you're good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. Awesome.
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just being over... I don't know, what's the word?
It's a setup.
It's a setup.
I think you're being uncomfortable.
I am being uncomfortable with people, aren't I?
This chair is a bit uncomfortable.
How are you, though?
Can I get a cushion?
I think we've established that Stu's all right.
There's some oven mitts behind you, Craig. Sit on them.
Can I use those oven gloves as a cushion?
Yeah, if you want.
Thanks.
Just don't wipe them afterwards.
Moving on. Mr. Matt Shaw's back. How you doing, mate?
I was here last week.
How you doing, though?
I'm good, son.
You sure?
Yep.
This is the most awkward intro ever. But anyway, let's keep moving on. Like I said at the beginning, it's a very special episode. And one of the big reasons, you're about to find out why. And that's because we've got someone back on the show. And that's Mr. Matthew Rodriguez. How you doing, man?
Who?
Can you say my name again, please?
Mr. Matthew Rodriguez.
Perfect, thank you.
Did I not say it correctly the first time?
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay.
Stuart saw it. He didn't see it. He heard it.
Yeah. I saw it.
He saw the letters come out your mouth in the wrong direction.
Back. A little garbled.
Yeah. Did you grab him?
No.
It's because you're drunk.
Word germs.
Well, the reason you're back on the show is because you passed the idiot test. We decided.
I don't know what that really says about
well,
me.
Well, you're basically a class A idiot, and you're welcomed in this room.
I like that. Class A idiot. Yep.
Yeah.
You're the most illegal of all idiots.
You're a controlled substance
of an idiot.
Thank you for having me back. I'm very happy to be here in this room with you guys. I just wish you had the lights on.
I thought it was funny to start with, but now it's getting a bit weird, just sat in the dark.
No, it's fine. No, I don't have to wear any clothes. It's great.
Yeah.
It's good for your nipples.
It's great for my nips.
I'll just turn the light on.
Oh,
that's where you were sitting.
And Philip said, "Let there be light," and there was some light, but not over in the corner.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why is it a special episode, Craig?
The reason it's a special episode this week is because we're actually going to be having a break from the podcast.
Oh, what? Don't split up with me.
Barbecue?
Yeah. Barbecue.
Where's the celebration?
Basically, this podcast is a bit of a celebration because we, like, at the end of the day, and you guys already know this already, but when I started this podcast, it was designed to be a one-off as a bit of fun, and we wasn't sure if it would ever go anywhere, and it was a bit of a joke.
10 episodes later,
still the same.
It's still the same.
Sounds a lot like my acting career.
You've been in some pretty big roles.
Yeah, bread rolls.
Me.
With my willy.
Oh! But the serious part, cinnamon before bun. We do get into it, is like 10 episodes later and we're getting listens and plays all over
we're
the world.
Listens!
Some learns.
Ooh, I don't know why.
Well, people are listening to it, so, you know.
I know.
Carry on, Craig. Go on.
Basically, my point is that like...
Who you film, Mother Teresa?
He looks a bit like her.
Janet Teresa.
Reference.
So I just want to say a really big thank you, basically, to... One, everybody who listens to our shit every week.
No one.
Two, you guys sat around the table. Like, Phil, you mix it every week.
Well.
Matt, you did all the illustration.
All one of them.
All one of them. Stuart brings all the beer.
And doesn't drink any of it.
And doesn't drink any of it. And just leaves it around my house, which is always fun.
Oh, yeah. And
I'm waiting for the cat to find. She's come back, she's playing cards with the dogs.
And Matt, your smile.
Cheers, mate.
It just... You know, it makes me happy. Yeah, but and then the one more thank you that I want to say, and he's not here, but is to Mr. Johnny Yates for writing our theme tune.
Fantastic.
That's a big thank
and what
you.
What a theme tune it is.
And what a theme tune it is every week.
What?
Every week.
Let's do a rendition of it. Craig, doing a rendition of it.
I can't remember how it goes.
Let's just do it. Let's pause it, play it, and let's do a rendition of it.
Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum.
And thank you, Johnny, for not plagiarising that theme tune at all. Pure original talent. On with the show.
Well, Albert, that sounded a lot like it.
So, I suppose as we're getting on with the episode now, where do we start every great episode? That was interesting.
A game.
In
the bathroom.
Matt, you've remembered the game.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Broken tradition. I listened to a podcast yesterday and I remembered the game.
Did you?
Yeah.
I've never listened to one of the podcasts.
Have you not?
Have you not?
Nope.
Because he's in all of them, so he doesn't need to.
He's one of those, isn't he? Oh, yeah, I'm in the film, but I won't watch it with me.
I don't need to. I know I've done a good performance.
Get your paycheck.
I listen to them.
Little do you know, I've edited you out every single one.
Yeah. The joke's on you, sucker.
I guess I just bring the big old fruit bowl at the end of the show.
And then drop it on the floor outside the fish and chip shop.
Hey, the Polskis liked it, all right?
We're dropping that card right this early in the podcast, then.
Talking of cards.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We dropped your gay card.
Oh, yeah. Pass me that back.
Oh, there you go.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Someone tried to do that to me the other day. They're like, what's that? Oh, it's your gay card. And I was like, joke's on you. I didn't bring it with me today.
How long ago was this?
This was 2 days ago.
School. Actually, where was this?
This was at my workplace.
Oh, right. That's cool.
Not at school 10 years ago.
Yeah. No, it wasn't quick-witted then.
Oh,
thanks to Bud... Budweiser,
the official sponsor of this show,
planes.
Along with Kronenbourg, 1664.
Someone spiked my Budweiser with popping candy. That goes down smooth.
Okay, then. So, this podcast is going to be fucking hard work for people to kind of keep in check.
And yourself.
And myself.
It's like I'm Jackson 5 back, isn't it?
Yeah, but
including Janet.
Shotgun Tito.
Oh, I wanted to be Tito.
You can Shotgun Jermaine.
You can be Michael.
I have to be Michael because I've got
that. I'm going to be the other voice.
Who's the other one?
I'm going to be Jack Jackson.
Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson. Where did all the good people go? I really fancy some banana pancake.
Anyway, Phil. As you you brought the game this week, do you want to introduce
the game?
Today's entertainment is going to be provided by.
Okay. I never played this game before.
Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, me so excited.
It's a party game for horrible people.
I've literally never played this. Never played this game before.
I'm looking forward to this. Can we just do a whole podcast?
This is what we're doing for the podcast.
I mean, it may as well be.
Who let the dogs in and or out?
the barmen.
Shall I explain the rules?
Yes, please. Yes, please. There are no rules.
There are many rules. So there's a
free
few.
To fail.
Stuart rules. There's white cards and there's black cards.
White house rules. Cider house rules.
Hey, listen up.
Listen up, fool. On the white cards, there are like statements or answers or words, and on the black cards are questions or statements with blanks or, you know, just phrases.
Okay.
Confused
already. We all get 10 white cards.
Cool.
And then one person, the person, I'll explain who gets this first, but one person picks out a black card, reads the statement, and then everyone looks at their white cards and picks the most funniest combination.
Okay.
Hands it to the person with the black card. One. Everyone laughs, fun and games. You read it out. Funniest wins. And then the winner gets the black card.
You mean most funniest?
Funniest wins.
Excuse me. Do we show each other our white cards?
No, everyone keeps their white card secret, otherwise that ruins the joke, doesn't it?
Okay. Yeah. So we just think ours is the funniest.
We think ours is the funniest.
We place it down at the end, right?
We give it to the person who read out the black card.
Yep.
They then read through each of the combinations.
But if you think yours is not funny, you don't put it in.
Well, you wouldn't do that. No, that's not how you win.
Okay, I'm just making sure I've never played before.
So an example being... I'm not even going to read this one out. This is... Well, I may as well start low. This black card says, what are school administrators using to curb rampant teenage pregnancy?
And
Craig.
The random white card that I pulled out is kids with bum cancer.
This is my kind of game.
They're all like
kids with bum.
They range from kind of like topical to just hideously
topical
terrible.
To tropical.
And they're relevant to like British humour as well because it's the UK edition.
Oh,
I don't get it. How do you win?
You win by getting the funniest
the
answer the most.
Yeah.
And then every time you get one the funniest, you get a black card and that's your token.
Oh, I like it.
And you can trade in one of those black cards at any point to swap out as many of the white cards as you want. So if you just got a hand of shit white cards, trade in a black card to get a load of new white cards.
Okay.
And then you keep on topping up your white cards every time.
Seems like
you
a bank line.
I can see this being a podcast.
Like Monopoly.
I mean, it could be.
This will be the podcast.
So just pick
Have
out
Have you
like,
shuffled them? Not that shuffling really means anything.
Well, I haven't played this with you, so... There's no point, really.
God.
I'm sorry, but these cards are the greatest things I've ever read
in my
life.
You know what? I really wanted to get Cards of Humanity. I was going to buy it myself, for myself.
Just to play against yourself.
Well, I thought maybe I could find some friends on the internet to do it with.
Craigslist.
Craigslist. Oh, we need a thing called Craigslist.
And it's Craigslist.
We're recording.
Yeah,
we're recording.
A section.
Yeah. All right, yeah, Craigslist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Shall we? I mean, everyone, look at your white cards and have a good gander.
Let's just have a go. I don't think there's.
Okay.
I don't think that we need much trial.
I've got a good selection of cards. I'm feeling pretty lucky.
I don't know what is a good selection of cards because I've just got Mr. Baker from Happy Families.
So the person
who wins.
Well,
we all do collectively.
You have the person with the most black cards at the end.
No, I meant for each time.
The person reading out the cards.
Okay.
The person with the black card decides the overall winner of each round.
Okay, cool.
Okay?
Okay.
So that in order for us to decide who gets to pick a black card first...
I feel Craig should.
Do you just go left of the dealer?
No, it's the person who took a poo last.
Oh, what time did everyone take a poo?
In a toilet.
Preferably, I
did one at work today whilst I was texting someone. It's about 5:30 this morning. So.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's ages ago.
Ages ago.
Mine was at like 6:30 this morning when I got up.
Yeah, I think I took one about 4 o'clock before I left to come here.
I think...
You had one in the bushes.
Is that why you were outside when I got
that
here?
That wasn't a poo.
little nugget.
Well, I was checking my nipples again.
Oh, you and your bloody nipples.
They were bum nipples, to be fair. So, I think I did mine before Phillips.
Okay, so I'll just slide.
Yeah, you go.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, Stuart doing one right yours. Now.
Great. Here we go down it. This road again.
Okay. Right.
Yep.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Please.
Yep.
The first card. During sex, I like to think about blank.
Oh God.
Cool.
Okay.
I'm going to give the cards a little bit of a shuffle so no one knows whose is whose.
Well, I think we all know whose is whose, don't we?
Well, you'll know your own card.
Oh, yeah.
I kiss mine with lipstick.
Ah.
Is that what says? Is that what's written on your card?
During sex, I like to think about doing a shit in Pudsey Bear's eye hole. That's a good one.
That's not mine. I wish it was.
Oh. During sex, I like to think about Nazis.
That's Phil's one.
Yeah, that's Phil's one, yeah.
I haven't put one in because I'm reading out the box.
Yeah, I know. It was a joke.
Punchline!
During sex, I like to think about multiple stab wounds.
thank you.
That's a bit dark. Oh, wow.
I hope someone gets this one.
During sex, I like to think about the Hillsborough disaster. Oh, my God. What a terrible note to start off with for this.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to have to be doing a shit in Pudsey Bear's eye hole.
What? Really? Fuck, that was my best one as well.
That was pretty funny.
Oh,
cool.
So, I don't use my Craig
wins.
I win.
Cards Against Humanity is also a game I would never play with my parents.
Oh,
and,
God, no.
They listen every day.
So let's just not say which one's Matt's.
I'm
Matt's
not playing.
Yeah, Matt's giving his cards to charity.
Cool.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to top up their white cards if you haven't already.
What, take another one?
Yeah, you always got to have 10.
Someone pass me one.
Oh, God, these are so dark.
These are white ones, they're not that dark.
Question number 2. On your Key Stage 3 oral exam. On the recording. Not while my parents are listening.
Sorry, Mum and Dad.
They're not called Mum and Dad. They're called
Edwin
and Spencer.
Sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Shaw.
Thank you.
Let Craig read.
let him
Craig
try
read.
And read.
Let Craig read.
It's a pity that kids these days are all getting involved with.
Yes.
Straight in with my suggestion.
Okay, so. First one. It's a pity that kids these days are all getting involved with anal beads.
Fair enough.
It's a pity that kids these days are getting involved with winking at old people.
Yeah. They do that. I did.
It's a pity that these days kids are getting involved with seeing granny naked.
Oh, God.
And it's a pity these days kids are getting involved with a really cool hat.
Oh, wow, we had a lady in the hand.
Wow.
I think I don't want to go with the obvious one.
Oh.
Really cool hat?
I think I'm going to go with really cool hat.
Oh, what?
That's not
how you play the game, is it?
I mean, Craig gets to decide. He's his decision. Who was that?
It was Matt, wasn't it?
It wasn't me.
Wasn't it?
No.
It was actually me.
Mine was seeing.
It was the shittest one I had, and I should get rid of it.
Stuart wins.
Oh, okay.
What? He wins with the shittest one? I had anal beads. I thought it was great.
Anal beads was the actual best one, though.
Yeah, just let the record show that I won that one.
So I don't quite understand this game.
No, I think you've understood it fully. It's the one that you enjoyed the most.
I did enjoy it the most, because it was the curveball.
All right, lads. In her latest feature-length film, Tracy Beaker struggles with blank for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Many possibilities here.
Oh,
many, many.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Reading naff cards.
I don't know which one to go. Which one's worse? This one's worse. That one's worse. Have that one.
Give me that.
Come on, Matthew.
The trouble is, I'm just trying to think of one which I think Stuart will appreciate the most.
Yeah.
Ah, strategy.
Right.
Number one. In her latest feature-length film, Tracy Beaker struggles with crucifixion for the first time. In her latest feature-length film, Tracy Beaker struggles with Viagra for the first time. In her latest feature-length film, Tracy Beaker struggles with yeast.
What?
Oh, that's Craig's.
For the first time. In her latest feature-length film, Tracy Beaker struggles with an erection that lasts longer than 4 hours for the first time.
It's got to be yeast, surely.
I like yeast.
It's got to be yeast.
The erection is...
He's a yeasty lover.
I award yeast.
Victory.
The black card.
It was me again.
Craig.
Well done,
Craig.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, Craig's good at this game.
Dude's points.
Dude's points. I just want to point out every time... Both times now I've won. Instead of going me, like you would do on a podcast, I just put my hand up.
Yeah, maybe we should remember we're on a podcast.
Yeah.
People can't see us. thankfully. But yeah,
I wish
did
they
you ever
could.
Used to watch Tracy Beaker? Actually, yeah, a funny yeah. little story about Tracy
you
Beaker.
You went to school with her.
No,
the first time.
No, shut the fuck up. So I can.
First
time
so sex was with Tracy
so
Beaker.
So I can talk and tell a story. Imagine such a thing. When Johnny Yates first made the theme tune for That Was Interesting.
Oh my God.
It actually sounded like the theme tune from Tracy Beaker.
Really?
Yeah. So we'll put both of those on Acast around about now. And we'll let you have a listen.
Tracy Beaker is also one of our sponsors.
Yes.
Cop I would up. Quite and like to know what Tracy Beaker's friend looks like now, because she was quite... I mean, when I was a kid, like... You know,
what, as a young lad?
Nah, when
Tracy
I was young
Beaker's
lad,
friend?
Yeah, the...
Really, which one?
The fucking nasty friend.
The guy?
No, the girl. The bully girl.
Oh, yeah, I vaguely
she,
remember,
like,
yeah.
Mixed
yeah, yeah,
race
yeah.
girl.
Yeah. She was really mean.
What
she
do you was mean? Always half caste.
When you talked about the last podcast, I actually read that anthology as well. Yeah. Robert.
See?
The AXA one.
And had that in the keys of the piano. It was that part of the song.
Yeah. Very educational.
Yeah. Cultured.
With the sea, the waves on the front of the anthology.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And with,
oh, that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, with kind of bluey. Yeah.
I think it had a bit of Carol Ann Duffy in there as well.
Carol Ann Duffel. Yeah.
I honestly have no idea what any of you are talking
it's
about.
It's because you're really young.
It's because you never did English at school.
Yeah, I did English.
You're Swedish.
I did English at school.
I'm pretty sure Phil's Swedish, isn't he? Mm.
Yeah.
He's got a Swedish
face. Copperberg bottles hanging from his bag.
Brilliant.
Right. Hand me a black card.
Do you want me to read it and whisper it into your ear?
No.
Like a horse whisperer.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. I can't say it in a sentence.
That's fine.
Do it.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Our chief weapons are fear, surprise, and...
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Our chief weapons are fear, surprise, and...
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, but I couldn't hear what you said.
What are their weapons?
Fear, surprise, and...
Sorry. I really enjoyed mine.
Look at it.
I'm not looking at them.
Cheater. Well, you are. I can see your little beady bum
There's
eyes.
Mine.
But then that ruins the punchline for when you read it for the first time.
No, I didn't actually see any of them. I was
it's all right, because Craig can't read anyway.
Yeah, I can't read to save my
punchline.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Our chief weapons are fear, surprise, and flightless birds.
They were really bad cards, right? I had to get rid of one of them. Really bad cards. I'm struggling here.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Our chief weapons and our fear, surprise, and Natalie Portman.
I love Natalie Portman.
Wow, she's so sexy.
Little titties.
And she didn't have much hair in V-Fender. She was bold.
Nobody expects a Spanish Inquisition. Our chief weapons are fear, surprise, and friendly fire.
Wow, this was a really bad round, wasn't it?
What's the last one?
Nobody expects a Spanish Inquisition. Our chief weapons are fear, surprise, and hot cheese.
Hot Jews?
Hot cheese?
Hot cheese.
I mean, yeah, Natalie Portman was a Jew, so that's fine.
Speaking of hot Jews.
That was a terrible round.
It was a terrible round.
Who was the winner? There must be a winner out of those.
Must be.
One of the first two.
Flightless birds.
Maybe. What was the second one?
Natalie
Portman, just because.
Yeah, because it's Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to Natalie Portman.
Nice. Who's was that?
Fuck that.
Yeah. Was that...
Oh, it's Matt's turn.
Oh, finally. Oh, God.
Say out loud.
What's the next Happy Meal toy?
What's the next Happy Meal toy?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, for fuck's sake, man. Really?
I think hot cheese would have been a really good one. Right, so...
I'm not happy.
What's the next Happy Meal toy? A subscription to Men's Fitness. That's pretty good. Because what's the next Happy Meal toy? Bees. Bees. What's the next Happy Meal toy? Landmines.
Oh, Kosovo.
I feel like that's kind of like
McDonald's Kosovo.
Oh, fucking poor.
What's the next Happy Meal toy? A stray pube.
Stray pube.
Oh, dear.
All right. All right. I'm gonna have to go for bees just because it's got a question mark.
Victory.
Finally. It's Mum, I've done it. Mum! I'm gonna ring her now. Mum,
I don't
did it.
Fucking care, Matt.
Oh, this one's relevant. TfL apologises for the delay in train service due to... Oh. I'm going to say that again for you listeners. A smooth FM. TfL apologises for the delay in train service due to... TfL apologises for the delay in train service due to masturbation.
I think that's true anyway, isn't it?
Yeah. That happens on a regular basis.
Aw, this is sad. It sounds like it's going to be a bad round. TfL apologises for the delay in train service due to the Scouts.
What happened to them? Poor little guys.
Oh, I got rubbed up the wrong way. TfL apologises for the delay in train service due to whipping it out. TfL apologises for the delay in train service due to the inevitable heat death of the universe.
Someone went deep.
Boris Johnson.
My favourite one is going to have to be TfL apologises for the delay in train service due to whipping it out.
Whipping it out.
Who whipped it out?
I did.
Mr. Shaw.
I whipped it out for the second time today.
Woo-hoo.
Right, I'll pick
on the tube
card
today. On the way back, me, Matt and Stuart, Rodriguez, Matt. One, we didn't talk to each other.
Yeah.
Stuart, I was really hungry, so I didn't want to talk.
I get it like that. I know.
Yeah, but there was those two French people.
Oh, yeah, they were fucking weird, me off.
What happened?
They just kept on laughing. It was a guy and a girl. And they were like, I don't want to do a bisou.
Le chat. There was a TfL worker.
Yeah, that's the thing. When it's the tube stopped.
At Holborn.
She put her head out. And when she put her head just outside the door, the tube guy or the guy on the platform was stood right there. Yeah. And I think it scared her. Yeah. I don't think she expected him to be right outside the door. And if she did that, came back in, laughed for about 12 minutes. I don't know why it's 12 minutes.
Exactly 12 minutes.
she came back in, laughed for ages. And then he just stuck his head in the door and just went, bye.
Over the tannoy, I swear he said, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, to one of his mates, though.
Yeah, he was like, see you tomorrow, and then the train left. And I was like, I'm not going to see you again. I don't give a shit who you are.
Weird.
I'm not going this way.
Wait.
Apart from the way home.
Talking of whipping it out on a tube. Didn't someone we know...
whip it out on a tube?
Hey?
Catch somebody...
Oh.
Piddling with themselves.
Was this the guy that was in the metro?
You were piddling with yourself.
No, I caught someone.
You caught someone.
Yeah.
Pray tell.
You caught someone.
This has been on a previous podcast.
This was on the London podcast when we were talking about the underground.
Oh. London Underground.
That's the friend I know.
Cool, let's move on then.
Oh, yeah, we've already heard that story.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to listen to that, you do need to just go back to episode...
Episode 7, 8, 12.
It's the episode with Tiff.
About 28 minutes in.
I think it's episode 7, because it's the one before
it is. It is, yeah. It's episode 7.
007.
Okay, got there in the end.
And then you can hear that story.
Were you pairing it?
I was a horse.
Double O horse.
Gonna read your black card out, Matthew.
My cards. Oh, okay. Step 1, blank. Step 2, blank. Step 3, profit. Submit. Profit. As in lost profits. So keep them all separate, boys. Rodriguez here.
Step 1, blank. Step 2,
blankety blank, blankety blank, blank.
So do we need to give you them in the right order that we want them to be in?
First one down, please.
Well, it doesn't really matter, does it, to be fair?
Well, it depends on whether you'd like it in the first order, because there's...
So there was blank, and then there was that second blank, and then there was profit.
Yeah. So your first
is
one
is it profit? P R O F I T.
Profiteroles.
Yes.
Okay.
Rather than the prophets of
Jesus
of
Christ,
the
our
kind.
Lord.
Yes, and Lord Savior. And Savior.
And Muhammad.
Mm.
Well, mine will work either way.
What?
Either
Muslim
prophet
or Christian?
Either prophet, it'd work. Here's mine too, and it that order.
Honestly, I don't even know if mine's
first
funny
one,
or just terrible.
Mine
the first one's
there.
Face down.
The first one
just
is
just leave them there.
This?
Leave them there until you read them. I suppose.
The first one is the one underneath, face down.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Step 1, Slapping a biscuit out of an orphan's mouth. Step two, being marginalized. Step three, profit.
Next.
Step one, natural male enhancement. Step two, 5 liters of special brew. Step three, profit.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God, these ones are upside down. Step one, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Step two. Oh! Auschwitz.
Oh, that's a nice Auschwitz three. You got on there.
Profit.
Damn.
I just don't like the monarchy.
Oh, treason.
Step one, the Jews.
No, wrong way around.
Same way around.
No, it's
how
not.
Do you both know
yeah,
that?
You're reading the back card.
No, I'm reading the...
Oh, no, you are reading that.
I'm reading
card.
The...
Oh, no, yeah, that is the right way around.
Step one, the Jews. Step two, Gary Glitter. Step three, profit. You know what? I thought that one might have actually won it, but because you fucking told me I was doing it wrong, Stuart, you win.
Hey, 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 give me the black card. No.
Everyone's won a black card except me.
You're not funny.
I had the special brew one. I thought that was quite funny. But
that one was quite good.
Clearly, there were funnier ones.
Well, it was just because Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, that was funny.
Round six.
Two.
Why do I hurt all over?
Ooh.
Where's the gap?
No, this is the... Why you're going to give me an over? Answer to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
I made fun of people not knowing what was on the cards, but does anyone know what perfunctory means?
You don't know what that is?
You took the piss out of me. I just didn't know what marginalised meant.
Well, marginalised is a kind of spread, isn't it?
What, that you put on your toast?
Yes.
Ah.
Mm.
What, marginalised?
Yeah. Yes.
Being marginalised.
It's not. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's the act of putting margarine on two bread.
That was a fucking wasted card, wasn't it?
The toast was marginalised.
it's
spread upon.
I've got to look this up. I'm sorry, I don't believe you.
Define Can you look up what marginalised
perfunctory means?
Oh, I left my phone on off airplane mode. I've got no battery left.
Peripheral.
Treated as insignificant or peripheral.
Such as a piece of toast.
So much to do with spreading butter on bread.
Obviously, it wasn't.
Obviously.
Fuck you, mate.
Anyway,
could you also ask Siri what perfunctory means?
Perfunct.
Define perfunctory.
Perfunctory means carried out without real interest, feeling, or effort.
Like this, then.
Exactly. What was the black card?
Why do I hurt all over? Okay. Why do I hurt all over? Because of 50,000 volts straight to the nipples.
That's what I feel like.
Yeah.
That's
actually what... Maybe that is it.
Maybe you've got a low electricity
maybe
going through your nipples.
Maybe I should have slept on those batteries earlier.
Battery acid.
Yummy.
I want a Philip cookbook. Why use milk when you could use battery acid?
Why do I hurt all over? Battlefield amputations.
No, that would actually hurt.
Yeah, that would, yeah.
Phantom limb.
Yeah, but at the same time, would it hurt all over or would it just hurt where you're getting amputated?
Probably pass out from the pain.
Well, if you're getting amputated all over, then it would hurt.
Well, that's just getting cut up. That's not amputated. That's just...
No, you don't understand.
Anyway.
Next. Well.
Why do I hurt all over? The gays.
Again, surely that's kind of, you know, going to be in one place that they
no. Well, it depends. Have you seen Scary Movie? The dick goes through his ear.
At least three places.
Ow.
Why would you just hit yourself in the ear?
I forgot I wasn't smacking my lips.
You lost all sense of hearing now.
That's all I can hear.
So shelter.
The bees!
Yeah,
the bees.
That was my one as well.
Last one. Why do I hurt all over? The an endless stream of diarrhea.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's probably good.
Yeah, that's pretty good, I said.
What are we going with? I'm going to go with diarrhea, because the other one's fucking boring.
Oh, that's me again.
Craig's fixed this, man.
I've not fixed it.
Craig knows I love
it. It wasn't broken to
four
start
times. Right. So Phil doesn't want any, so Phil lost. Phil loses the game.
So this one is blank. Once you pop, the fun don't stop. Daniel Radcliffe, delicious arsehole. Once you pop, the fun don't stop.
Yes.
That's very good.
Nice.
I've experienced
how
it
delicious
once
is it, Craig?
It's quite good.
Tastes like butterscotch. Tastes like Hogwarts.
Inserting a mason jar into my anus. Once you pop, the fun don't stop.
That'd be a great flavour of Pringles.
Have everyone seen that video?
That scream lasts for me for a very long. I can still hear it when I fall asleep.
What?
You've not seen One Man, One Jar?
I don't know what to see that. Actually.
It's basically that white card.
A guy inserting a glass jar into his anus hole whilst he's crouched. And suddenly it breaks.
It smashes.
And you hear his scream, and it's
the worst.
Traumatizing.
I couldn't. I remember seeing that and not knowing whether it was fake or whether it was real.
I just remember it scarring my mind. Yeah.
I've put it in as fake in my mind.
Yeah, that's a
I
safe thing.
I filed it under fake.
Yeah, like, I'm scarred, and I didn't even see it.
You don't want
to.
I'm
do
not
it,
going
though.
To.
No, don't
before
do
you go,
scrap
to
that card.
Okay. Oh my goodness. I don't know if I can read this one
out. So say Madeleine McCann.
I hope there is a Madeleine McCann.
There is.
Yes.
Madeleine McCann. Once you pop, the fun don't stop.
Oh, dear.
We know who that is.
I...
There we go. Whoa. Where's segue going?
I went to a bad taste party as Madeleine McCann. Bad taste party.
I mean, that's appropriate for the party.
Wait, as you dressed up?
I dressed up as Madeleine McCann. I've got a photo.
You went with Madeleine McCann?
No. Couldn't find her.
Great hide and seek champion.
No, I went as, and I didn't win.
What?
Who won?
A terrorist won.
Ah, what?
Really?
Terrorist. It was poor.
Boring.
That was in semi taste.
That's such a cliche.
Yeah,
such an obvious thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish someone went as Jimmy Savile because then you could have paired up.
Well, this is probably before.
That's
that.
Basically like going to a Halloween party as a vampire or a zombie.
Yeah. Also, can I just say, God bless Madeleine McCann.
I hope she's doing well. Working out in Malta as a holiday rep.
Lovely job.
Who put their phone on fucking loud?
Not me.
But Godspeed and best wishes.
Godspeed.
In all seriousness.
Anyway.
Moving on. Gentleman's Relish. Once you pop, the fun don't stop. Why is Gentleman's Relish a registered trademark? Why can't I speak?
It's a brand of relish.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not an innuendo. It's an actual spunk. Type of relish.
Oh, right.
It's
I genuinely put that in thinking that it was semen.
Yeah, I thought that's...
Gentleman's Relish.
Gentleman's Relish.
It's like a pickle, isn't it?
Well, I'm assuming so.
But
yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's fucking lost again, isn't it?
And now we've learned something.
Let's face it. The winner was Daniel Radcliffe's delicious arsehole.
Nice.
I thank you.
Oy. Thank you, Dan.
Is that yours?
Who was Maddie McCann?
Who's Maddie McCann?
Mine.
What's the new fad diet?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No.
The new fad diet.
Daniel Radcliffe's delicious bumhole.
A new fad diet.
I can't decide. Just take one of mine.
Oh, so indecisive.
Put it down to feet.
It's like this with the wardrobe every single day.
I'm not looking at which one you took.
Melodrama.
Actually, no, I need to.
Melodrama.
Melancholy.
Right. Melodrama. Here we go. I'm going to do a Philip Jackson. We're going to shuffle these up so even I don't know.
Nice.
Did you read it?
I was trying to see what side it was. I didn't read it.
What's the new fad diet? Lance Armstrong's missing testicle. Yeah.
That's funny.
I'll get that one. What's the new fad diet? a ball of earwax, semen, and toenail clippings. Oh. I mean, I don't really think that's a fad. So that's a staple.
Yeah. Less calories.
What's the new fad diet? The heart of a child. You know what? Among the upper echelons of the Illuminati elite.
Carly Ma. Maybe. Carly Ma.
High in protein.
High in youthful exuberance. What's the new fad diet? Horse meat.
That's why Percy's got closed down. That. If anyone knows what Percy
really?
Is, you got closed down.
I thought
for
they
horse
were
meat.
Relocating.
Yeah, that's the real reason why. Oh. Everyone just spread horse meat around like wildfires.
The winner is Lance Armstrong's missing testicle.
Yeah. I love the way that you go cross-eyed when you do that.
Give me that black card.
Horse meat was a scandal, wasn't it?
It was a pretty scandalous scandal. I don't think I consumed any.
Tesco with their, was it spaghetti bolognese lasagna? They
I lived off that.
All of their frozen
burgers
as well.
Yeah, explains that.
A lot of my housemates at uni ate a lot of the frozen burgers.
Now they're dead.
Well, no, they're still alive. Horse meat, I don't see
there's
really
nothing wrong with horse meat.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
It's more if you're not eat meat, knowing. If it says beef burger on the packet, you expect to get beef.
But people have gone, oh, I'm eating a beef burger, and then, oh, there's horse meat in it. What a scandal. But the thing is, you don't know what shit's in there anyway. Because it's like with McDonald's, their brand is 100% beef.
Yeah.
But that's because that's the brand name. It's not 100% beef. It's just the name of the company.
Well, yeah, obviously a burger is not 100% beef because it's got onion and...
Well, no, not the whole burger, but the patty.
The patty, yeah.
Patty but no, is that's not bread.
It's got bread and that's not beef. That's made of horse.
But they put gristle and bone and testicle.
All sorts of stuff, yeah.
If you're worried about what you're eating, then don't eat manufactured crap.
I'm more surprised that IKEA had it in their meatballs.
Yes.
That was disappointing to find out.
I've never had their meatballs.
Because
they're pretty good meatballs.
I've heard this. They're very cheap as well. That's
probably
why.
They're cheap, but they're
IKEA is just cheap in general.
It's a fantastic place.
I spent a lot of university in IKEA.
Did you get lost?
Did you just get lost?
Or were your studies on wood? Or was it DIY?
All of the above.
Swedish studies.
Mostly about mustard.
Spinsky. Blank question mark. Jim will fix it.
Oh.
Blank question mark. Jim will fix it. Originally from Scarborough.
So is that two cards?
No.
That's one blank question mark. Jim will fix it.
Red twice.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it was only once. Answer time. So originally it was blank question mark. Jim will fix it. Running out of semen. Jim will fix it.
Nice.
Smegma, Jim will fix it. Dick fingers, Jim will fix it. A defective condom, Jim will fix it. So we're putting this out to the audience to decide who will win. And the winner is... Running out of semen, Jim will fix it.
Give me that.
I'm kind of happy that Phil hasn't won his own game
yet.
I was
so confident with dick fingers, but clearly not.
Y'all ready?
Y'all ready for this.
Dun, 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 dun. Sorry.
I keep going. It's very...
That's a DJ coming out.
Classic. When I was tripping on acid, blank turned into blank.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah. Ooh.
Oh, you sound like Mickey then.
Gee, Minnie, wow.
Oh my God.
Oh, right. Which one goes where?
Drink it.
Oh my God.
All over the floor.
And the beer has been spilled. And it's going left. It's going right. It's going all over the place. Pass against humanity.
Grab the red one.
It's a good job you're wearing one of Craig's t-shirts.
Yeah.
Except it didn't go on the t-shirt. It went all over my legs.
Ooh.
Want me to give you a hand?
Oh. Beery legs.
I wouldn't mind.
Craig passes Matt his aloe vera gel.
Matt unscrews the lid.
Unscrews it.
And deposits a small amount onto his finger, to which he then applies to his lips.
Liberally applies
to his lips.
Be careful of not getting it in any open wounds or orify, not meant for eyes or children under 84. If substance gets into eyes, Wash immediately with sharp wit.
Anyway.
What have we got?
When I was tripping on acid, my soul turned into the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
And thank you, Delon, for joining us on the show.
Shout out, Delon. Hold tight.
Yeah.
Hold tight.
Featuring as Judge John Remblay in a theatre production near you.
What? When I was tripping on acid, God turned into a pyramid of severed heads.
What?
When I was tripping on acid, a live studio audience turned into magnets.
Oh, that's a good one.
When I was tripping on acid, finger painting turned into the miracle of childbirth. what one is that? I think it's got to be magnets.
Yeah.
It's got to be magnets.
So
I mean,
fuck.
No. I mean, no.
I mean, childbirth.
Childbirth.
Yeah, magnets wins.
I'll take that.
Magnets was a great one.
You take that black card, my friend.
Points on the table.
No, you ruined it.
It's funny how, if you think about it, recording yourselves playing Cards Against Humanity would be the sort of direct way to go into a podcast, but we've made it the opposite. We've gone from a podcast into recording ourselves playing Cards Against Humanity.
But then we can dip in with anecdotes.
Well, I remember when I took acid.
Remember when I turned into a magnet?
That's when I was looking at a live studio audience.
Oh, yes.
And this is the part where we bring in the show of which the audience were watching when they turned into live audio magnets, which is the Stuart Rule show.
Has anyone actually been to see a TV show?
Yeah.
And oh,
been
in the studio audience?
The most disappointing thing in the world. Yeah.
When you see Loose Women.
It ruins all the magic, doesn't it?
Loose Women? No,
my dad watches Loose Women all the time.
What? You need to have a word with your dad.
No, he likes it.
He likes it.
He's just like Janet Street Porter himself.
He loves her teeth.
Someone has to.
She said something the other day. It was something they were talking about obesity or like mums dropping their kids off to school, and they're saying it's a bad idea because when they were kids they walked, and that's the reason that all kids are fat now, is because they don't walk to school.
That makes sense.
What?
And then she said,
does it make sense?
No,
it doesn't make any sense. I think there's a lot of other factors.
I think, just to cut in there, I think kids need to be taken to school these days.
Well, this is what I was
thinking. Weird people out there you need to stay away from.
But what Janet Street Porter said, she was like, what about those things that are on the bottom of your legs with feet on them? What are they for? They're for walking to school, aren't they? And I was like, yes, Janet Street Porter, you've got it exactly.
Nail it.
And that's when I walked to school.
Yeah.
Did you applaud her first?
I did, by myself.
I walked to school, but that's only because my school was...
At home.
Not very far away.
Homeschooled. 30 seconds walk from my house.
Yeah, same. So 30 seconds. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, mine Lucky. Was like 3-4 miles away.
Not my high school.
Mine was about a mile away, so it took about 15 minutes.
Yeah, my secondary school was. I lived by my junior school, and then when I went to secondary school, my mum conveniently moved us close to the secondary school as well.
Oh, wow.
So you couldn't drop out.
So she could keep an eye on you.
She should keep an eye on me. I have younger siblings, and we all did like the same schools, so it just made sense to move close to the schools because we were all going to go there.
Yeah.
Catchment area, you know.
Catchment.
Governments and that kind of shit.
My school was a couple of miles away.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had to...
Just didn't go.
just didn't bother half the time, no.
Just play with dog biscuits in the house.
I spent a lot of time with dog biscuits.
Dog biscuits was my best friend.
He was my family.
MySpace, top 8, dog biscuits.
every single account was dog biscuits.
Blogged. What did you say?
Different dog kind biscuits. Of colours.
Yeah.
It took me a while to make those accounts.
Kept
they
eating them.
They never responded. They never, they're never my
the,
friends
The problem
back.
Is that I was never in their top 8.
Well, that's the thing.
It was just other dog biscuits.
Yeah.
It was just other dog biscuits. Yeah.
I like this bizarre world where everyone is a dog biscuit, but you're the only conscious one.
Yeah.
A self-aware dog biscuit who sets up a MySpace page for himself.
Which song did you have playing on your MySpace? Like, which memorable song did you have playing on your MySpace?
Who,
so let me change
who let
it quite
the dog biscuits
the one, the one that I... who let
mom,
the dogs out?
Mum.
Yeah.
Shall I read us another question?
Let's send another
yes,
round.
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about this game.
A recent laboratory study shows that undergraduates have 50% less sex after being exposed to blank. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Dun, 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 Natalie Portman again. Dun, 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 we're just waiting for Matt to sort his card out.
Ace of Spades!
Is that your answer? Is that the cards you gave him? We're not playing poker.
Some topical cards.
Oh.
I feel like I make bad choices in this game and both in life.
A recent laboratory study shows that undergraduates have 50% less sex after being exposed to Barack Obama.
I think that's a sign.
My name is Barack Obama.
I'm going to have half as much sex now.
Teenagers get a little bit put off of sex when they see me come into a room.
I feel like that's the opposite. Craig doing an impression of Barack Obama, I feel a bit
aroused.
I feel something
I feel wet.
Rising up in me, like some sexual healing.
Yeah, pitching.
Mm. Pitching a tent. Oh.
Maybe that's the next time I talk to Tiff, I just go Barack Obama and see if it works.
Get the
it's exactly what
flowing.
She's been waiting for.
Yeah. Oh, her laugh.
Hello there, darling.
You have to call her Michelle as well.
Oh, yeah. Michelle. Oh. I just want to say it's time to go to the bedroom, you know what I'm saying? We're getting a little bit of the best music on. And,
let's get it on.
Putting the Marvin Gaye.
What is that? Why would Barack Obama do that?
He's doing the get it on. All right, okay.
What part of Let's Get On is that? Oh, yeah, that bit.
And that was just it's Barack Obama. If he was doing it, he'd
ruin the track.
I'm gonna swiftly move on.
Okay,
now
sorry,
Barack Obama.
My bad.
Let's get swift.
A recent laboratory study shows that undergraduates have 50% less sex after being exposed to puberty. That makes very little sense. A recent laboratory study shows that undergraduates have 50% less sex after being exposed to David Cameron. What's with the world leaders theme?
They say world leaders more like.
What's he sound like?
World losers. Yeah. Fucking dickhead.
Shall I see if maybe that's my impression?
Can you sound leader? Like an inflated condom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you could just sound like a pig being fucked.
Yeah, how
sandwich.
How can that pass that? Like, it was a present for like 3 days and everyone's forgotten about it. How can we not forget that?
Yeah, like, I know.
Fucking
everybody's
dick
gone.
In a pig's mouth. He was dead, but.
We'd all do it. I've been at university once.
Everyone's done silly things.
Yeah. Had 50% less sex afterwards, but.
Undergraduates have 50% less sex after being exposed to child beauty pageants.
Good. I'm fucking glad.
It's going to have to be Barack Obama.
Oh, what?
Guess that was mine.
As if you couldn't play Barack Obama. I feel like that's a cheat card, if anything. I want my money back. I want my tube fare back.
I could be grabbing anything here. I am actually just grabbing a carton. No. I've got it. Is that Cronenberg?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's pepper.
Vitamin C for you and me.
Vitamin C brought to you by Barack Obama.
You on a good day.
Do Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
This is just the ad podcast. We just need to do ad upon ad upon ad.
Hi, my name is Barack Obama. And have you ever thought you need more vitamins in your diet? Well, never fear, because I bring you... What's it called?
Barocca. Barack Obama.
Barocca Obama.
Because I bring you Barocca Obama.
That is Dr. Hibbert.
I know, but it just happens.
Yeah, shame.
That was good, though. More adverts, please.
Okay, guys. I got one here. What's my secret power?
Your secret power?
Secret power. What's my secret power?
What is your secret power?
Barack Obama's.
Sorry. Oh, sure hope I win this time because I bet all my children's savings on this one. I ain't going to go to community college.
Don't worry. Come to cash your gold. All you need to do is pop in your gold in an envelope, pop it in the post, and hopefully the postman won't have it.
All you need to have is some gold in the first place.
But don't worry. It's quite inspicuous.
It reminds me of that... You buy one, you get one free. Yeah. I'd say you buy one, you get one free.
Yeah, but I say it a little bit softer than that. I just have the same excitement in my voice.
I like how you change your voice then as well.
Did I?
No, I'm the same person name.
Okay. My point is, you put your gold in an envelope that says cash my gold on the fucking side of it.
Yeah.
That's expected to be fine.
Yeah. Very subtle.
It should be a disguise. It should be like...
cash my don't, shit.
Don't cash my gold.
Like, no.
Cash my penny coins.
What would someone not want to open?
Carry my envelope full of needles.
Cash my anthrax.
Catch my.
Yeah, thanks anthrax. For saying my joke again, Phil.
Sorry.
Hostility okay, in the room.
So, what's my secret power? Peeing a little bit.
I feel like I'd love that for that to be my power.
What's my secret power? Being a dick to children.
That was Phil's.
Quiet. That, wow. Yeah.
Awkward.
What's my secret power? One Direction's supple, hairless body.
Is that a power or is that just a series of sidekicks?
I just want to get rid of the card.
What's my secret power? Preteens.
Anyway, so which one wins that one?
I think you can hear a bottle cap drop. Yeah, yeah.
I think...
Probably the first one.
Mm. Peeing a little bit.
Yeah, peeing a little bit.
Yeah, peeing a little bit.
That was mine! Yeah, it's not even very good. Give me that.
Talking of peeing a little bit, no, I've got nothing.
Oh.
I went to the toilet with Craig earlier.
With Craig?
No, I went in the same time as him. He wheezed like an old man. Like, he'll wee.
It was a urinal.
No, yeah. He was at a urinal. I was standing behind him, just keeping my arms around him, just to make sure he didn't fall over. And at the end, he sort of shakes really heavily. I was like, all right, granddad. Then I walked out.
Just make sure it all comes out.
I know, but you shouldn't have to shake your whole body for
To be fair, the last thing you want when you put your willy away after you've had a wee is for a little bit to dribble down your leg.
No one was dripping.
Yeah, I've done that.
Unless you've got really cold legs and it warms them up as it goes down to the end.
Yeah, but what if you've got one cold leg? One warm leg, but it accidentally goes on the warm leg. And
why
like,
would you have one cold and one warm unless you're wearing
poor blood circulation.
One tight or bad knees?
All right, so I've got bad knees.
Your inflamed knee is just feeling warm.
It's not inflamed, it's just disformed.
Oh, gambling.
Phil's got so bored.
My mum, actually, my mum calls me immature knees.
Right?
Immature knees, basically because my knee joint hasn't grown.
You've got baby knees.
Yeah, basically.
Well, imagine that.
Baby knees. I don't know.
I don't think I've seen your legs fully. Imagine if you just had baby's legs.
Yeah.
little baby's legs.
Like, I'm on stilts. Sticks. All the time.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Right. Next card.
Who's got it?
Stuart. I've got 99 problems, but blank ain't one.
Oh, yeah.
Straight out of gates, it's Barringer. Did you know?
Here's
a little bit of trivia for you. The famous song, I Got 99 Problems, But Blank Ain't One, is not originally by Jay-Z. It's actually by Ice-T.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, recorded in about somewhere maybe like 1991.
Oh, really?
Stroke 88.
It just wasn't as popular as...
And then what, he did a cover of it?
Kanye's.
Well, it's not exactly a cover. Jay-Z, it's kind of the same hook.
It's just the beat, isn't it? It's more...
The beat is completely different. Yeah. It's a different song, but the premise is the same. It's not really the same. Just not even. It's kind of a line.
Who's
which,
Shirley?
Yeah.
Shirley.
Who's Shirley? Hey, Cheryl.
Oh, sorry. Hey, Cheryl. Sorry, I forgot. Her name's Janet.
Oh.
So I've got 99 problems, but a female dog isn't one.
Yeah.
Was that whole bit taken?
Yeah, it's an Ice T lyric.
Oh, so it's a lyric.
Yeah, well, it was a song. It's a song which has a line kind of at the end of a verse.
Okay,
and then it was then.
So it's just a little spit.
Yes, I believe
it's an homage,
a spittle.
It's an homage.
Homage.
Oregano.
Omelette.
I got 99 problems, but 72 virgins ain't one.
Nice.
I got 99 problems, but pulling out ain't one.
Never pulled out.
I got 99 problems, but a fanny fart ain't one.
Queef.
Ah, queef.
I have got 99 problems, but the wrath of Vladimir Putin ain't one.
Current.
Present.
This is actually quite a hard one because they're all so mediocre.
What else you think about it? No, is Vladimir Putin, is he the one who's got the birthmark on his head?
No.
That's
what?
No, that's another Russian.
Gorbachev.
Yeah, that's Gorbachev. Yeah.
Isn't it? Well, anyway, the point is, when we were on the tube this morning, no.
Gorbachev. You saw Gorbachev on a tube.
No, listen to the story. But when you get
a dog crossed with a train, you get Gorbachev.
No, basically, no. We were on the tube on the way here,
yeah.
And I saw a businessman who had a birthmark on his head.
Yeah.
Right? That's not the end of the story.
Okay.
The birthmark was shaped like a teddy bear.
Oh, nice.
Whoa. Like why didn't you tell us about this?
Because it was the moment when I was by the pole and you two were like the other end of the carriage, like just fucking shouting at me. Saying, oh, your bad knee. Doesn't anybody want to give you a seat?
Oh, yeah, I was doing
that's all right. You okay, though? You leaning against the pole? Oh, you're leaning against the pole. All right. That's when that happened. So I wasn't talking to you then.
Oh, I really want to try and get you a seat for your bad knee. Fucking hell.
My point is,
I'm grateful.
I really, really, really wanted to just call him Teddy Bear. Just to see if he made a reference. Just go like, all right, Teddy.
Well, just in case he's acknowledged the fact that he's got a birthmark on his head that looks like
in
a
case he's been bullied all of his childhood.
And what then he goes home and shoots himself.
Was it like a bear's head or a whole teddy bear?
No, the whole teddy bear. Like you can imagine with...
A stereotypical...
Like someone drawn
like
a teddy bear.
Sat down, you'd have the two round bits for its feet at the bottom, then like the body, then the two bubbles on the arms, and then the
bubbles
head.
On the arms.
Like a full-on fucking
I really
arm.
Wish you'd taken a photo of it.
Yeah, I really wish you hadn't.
Yeah. Oh,
what were you thinking?
Really embarrassed.
Wait, talking at you.
Don't move. I'm going to take a picture of your forehead.
You could have pretended you were on Facebook or
you've
something.
You've got a fucking...
Right next to his forehead.
That allows you to take a picture indiscreetly. All you got to do is put your phone like that and then look at your watch and take it.
Yeah, no, but he's going to look at the phone. Yeah.
He could have been talking to us while you were looking at your watch. He doesn't know.
Yeah, but my other arm's behind me.
Okay,
pointing
the phone
in his face.
In your back pocket with the camera facing out.
Sit on his head.
Out, lean over.
Sit on his head.
Sit on his head. Say you need
just like you did in that circle.
You should have just been like, excuse me, sir. Can I take a picture of the teddy bear on your forehead? To which he would have been like...
It looks like Jesus Christ, bloody the second coming!
Are you a prophet?
Who won that one?
Did you make any profit?
He hasn't decided yet.
Oh, yes.
You've got to make a decision,
Stu. I don't know.
All of us.
Fanny Virgin. Pulling out Putin.
So, all of them?
I'm going with... Putin?
Yes!
Oh,
I mean,
not Putin.
Oh, man.
Take it back. I mean...
No, give me my point.
I'm fine.
Stop looking, man.
I didn't know.
For fuck's sake, man. Why is my own sunshines and fucking rainbows? How's that Cards Against You fucking money?
The Natural History Museum has just opened an interactive exhibit on blank.
Sunshine and rainbows?
Sorry. I got mine.
Oh, my God.
Here you go.
Thank you. Can you read it again, actually?
The Natural History Museum has just opened an interactive exhibit on...
Perfect.
Blank. Oh, my God. The Natural History Museum has just opened an interactive exhibit on tentacle porn.
Oh, yeah.
Love me some tentacle porn.
Eight tentacles at once.
1080p.
The Natural History...
You got the eight, right?
The Natural History Museum has just opened an interactive exhibit on foreskin.
All right. Shout out to all my circumcised brothers, all them Jews out there.
The Natural History Museum has just opened an interactive exhibit on not giving a shit about the third world.
Ooh. Ouch. Interactive. That would,
hashtag Tony2012.
That would actually be a good exhibit to have. I feel like we need that.
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, you know.
I, for one, do.
Don't feed the African children.
That and Scientology.
The Natural History Museum has just opened an interactive exhibit on three dicks at the same time.
I like it.
It's good because it's going to be interactive.
Foreskin.
Really? I thought three dicks was...
Wow. It's Phil's choice.
Phil's choice.
Phil prefers Charlotte's foreskin web. To three dicks.
At least it's less. He's never felt a foreskin
who's
before.
Foreskin? Yeah, who's his foreskin?
Foreskin was actually mine. Reverse psychology up in here. Okay.
Flirting with Stuart.
Speaking of flirting, I've got a story.
Right, last one then, boys.
Last one. Winner takes all.
Winner takes all.
I think this is very appropriate.
Appropriate.
Blank. Full stop. That's how I want to die.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I'm playing the card that I thought may have been the best card. If this is the last round, I'm playing it.
Oh, shit.
Matt is deciding to blow his load. This is the money shot.
What is it again? Oh, blank. 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 Shit.
That's how I want to die.
Can I give you a spare one since it's the last one as well?
Yeah.
This won't count, but you can just read it. I think that one would be funny.
All right, let's go with all your best. Do you want to give me your best two?
Oh, okay.
And I'll...
Here we go. Okay.
Getting really high, that's how I want to die.
It's funny because it rhymes.
Michael Jackson, that's how I want to die.
That's how I want to die.
RoboCop. That's how I want to die. A tiny horse. That is how I wish to die. Invading Poland.
That's
how I want to die.
I want to die.
Balls. Cards Against Humanity. That's how I want to die.
That's how we are going to die at this rate.
Elderly Japanese men. That's how I want to die. Shit, there's so many good... I don't know. I'm going for... I liked Invading Poland.
Yeah.
I also liked...
None of...
I also like...
Nothing else.
Balls. No, a tiny horse. Which I know is one of my... Oh, so I win. Who had Invading Poland?
Best not be Phil.
It was me.
Ancestors.
And Balls was, and you nearly went with that. So.
Almost double points for the last round.
Double winner.
Well, that was a great intro.
Great.
Should we get on with the podcast now?
So, we've got 20 minutes.
What's the theme of the podcast?
On with the podcast. Let's face it, we did that for the podcast. Lots of noise with cards.
I did it again.
Play with your cards.
It's a family game, that, though.
Lost in the game. Oh, baby, baby.
So, cool. So, how do we enjoy that?
I feel thankful.
Yeah,
you feel thankful.
This is the best Thanksgiving I've ever had.
I feel thankful for Cards Against Humanity.
Available now on Amazon.
Prime.
No, it's not. Prime. It's only on their website.
Oh.
Where did you get it from?
Their website.
Oh, Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
.net.
.com.
.com. It says on the side of it, yeah, .com.
Oh, yeah, .net.
I need to get... They've got
is
like
it an Amazon
packs.
Game?
A party
no, it's
game
not made by Amazon.
It's not
people.
On Amazon.
It's no, it's not on
Cards Amazon. Humanity. Only available from Cards Humanity.
Oh, okay, got it.
Do you know it says on the box that it says that it's UK edition, age 17+.
Yeah.
Which is probably why Craig didn't get it. And it says time 30 to 90 minutes, which we've been
pretty much done, yeah.
That's how much time until you're so disgusted you can't play anymore.
Yeah, pretty much. It does get to that point.
I wasn't that disgusted. I really wish there was a bit more like that.
I feel for podcasters, probably not.
No, that's what I was about to say. I think as far as the podcast goes, that was perfect amount of disgusting.
There's some pretty horrible ones in.
Yeah, I wanted like Carol Vorderman's dripping blank.
Yeah, I mean, David Cameron came up once and that's enough for me. So.
Well, I suppose at the end of the day, that was our special little extra episode to, one, welcome Mr. Rodriguez, and two, to kind of say the sad news that I need to share now.
Oh, Craig, pray tell, what is the sad news?
Don't make us cry.
Oh, too late.
Craig's leaving the country.
You've made Stuart cry.
Matt's still to beer because he got so angry.
That wasn't because I was angry. That was
come.
Menstrual tension.
Well.
Wait, don't say it's the end.
It's the end. Yeah.
We've invited Rodriguez on and now we have to stop.
Yeah.
So we've got our new idiot friend to join the team. And now to help him join the team, we're gonna have a break.
Five minutes? So you can go to the toilet.
Didn't we just have a piss break?
Yeah, I went for a week. Matt wouldn't let me cross swords with him.
I'm serious, guys. We're having a podcast break.
What? Wait, hang on a minute. What about my children?
How will they feed them?
Yeah.
I feed my children off of this free podcast?
I'll feed them for you.
Of which we have no sponsors for, apart from Domino's.
I wish.
Yeah. Vodafone have been a sponsor so far as well. On Acast.
Let us off paying my bloody bill. I don't want to pay my bill. I ain't going to pay it. I started texting them right now saying you haven't paid your bill. Don't give a shit.
I'll pay it
tomorrow on my day off.
No, seriously.
Anyway, yeah. So,
thank you for the sponsors.
all nine of them.
But yes, we're going to have a short break. We're going to be back in a few weeks' time. So it is pretty important that you keep an eye on the Facebook page. But we are going to try and bring you some.
Don't promise too much.
Thanks, mate.
Set the right
a couple of podcasts in the meantime, so you're going to get probably a best of,
nice,
and maybe some else that I won't share yet. But
what? Just
that's
Craig sitting on the toilet.
Are we doing a podcast on tour? Are we going to like Bratislava and
come out there? Western Super Mayo.
Yeah.
No, let's not do that.
Spoiler.
Oh. Does this mean we have to go now?
About time, really.
Pretty much.
Shit.
Make sure to subscribe.
Yeah. And leave 5-star reviews.
And share it with your friends and family. Fun for all the family.
So the last thing to say before we cut to the outro is, Matt, what do you think of the podcast?
Well, that was
interesting.
So that's the end of the episode. How do we feel about that, guys?
I'm not even really sure.
I don't even know if we did an episode there.
Yeah, there was a bit of content.
I'm pissed off.
Content.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that I won.
You didn't win.
I did.
Yeah, but you brought a rigged deck of cards.
You did blatantly make it your...
What,
your...
rig it against my will?
Yeah.
Cards against Matt, Craig and Stu.
We won in the order you wanted us to win.
I've been rumbled.
In the jungle.
Anyway,
So like I said a minute ago, this is going to be the last episode for a little while, but it shouldn't be too long. Keep an eye on the Facebook page. Even check us out on iTunes and Acast. If we're not there, sorry, but we will be back. Another good place to check us out on is our Twitter. So you can find me at Craig Lambard on the Twitter.
The Twitter sphere.
Oh, the cat's turned up for the outro. Stu?
You can find me at Stuart. Ruel, R-U-E-L, and that's Stuart with a U, not a wart.
And Phil?
I'm at Phil JKSN.
That's
hashtag Phil.
Hashtag right. Phil.
Yep.
Janet.
Phil Janet.
Janet Jackson.
Rodriguez?
You can find me wallowing in self-pity at Matt_Rodriguez.
Matt?
Which one?
Other Matt.
I jest. You looked at me. You looked, yeah. You looked me in the eyes. I know which one.
You know what he wants.
Y'all can find me at MT_Shaw. I am now sponsored by Yeah, so I'm sponsored by Budweiser now. And but I will say one thing, it is, as far as I believe and as far as I can bother to look into it, a vegan beer.
Oh,
no fish guts in me, says Budweiser.
Oh yeah, they use fish guts to filter
filter out the other wines. Fish guts that have gone into it. Yeah,
very interesting stuff.
Makes sense.
But do look out for the Facebook page, because even though Craig does talk a lot of shit, there is actually going to be some stuff on there now.
For once,
yes.
Do look out for the future, because we've got some shit up our sleeves, and that's not just from Craig's hand crap. So, do look. And don't forget to subscribe,
because if you don't subscribe,
you won't know what we're doing, baby.
But anyway, but yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming. We've got lots of plans.
We've got a festival. There's 50,000 people. You're all invited for free. Yeah. Let's start again.
Well, I guess that's it then.
It is.
Oh, that was mine. And it's goodbye from me, Hare Krishna.
It's goodbye from me, and always have really low expectations.
And it's goodbye from me. And remember, kids, if you're woken home and you get approached by a stranger, you can accept the candy, but just don't go with the stranger, because 17% of cars on our roads are not taxed or insured. You're in part of that trip. So remember, kids, take the sweets, don't take the trip. Goodbye.
Top that. And it's goodbye from me. Don't use your nana's toothbrush.
Ooh.
No, do. It's really good.
And I've been Barack Obama. Thank you for listening to the show. Bye bye for now.
Four more years.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.